views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand. Shannon is known as South Africa's top psychic. Are you ready to make the brave changes that will bring soul into your everyday life? If you have a question on love, career, or health, listen to your spirit guides to find specific, detailed answers. Now, here's your host, Shannon Walbrand.
Hi, and welcome to Spirit Guidance Radio. This is Shannon Walbrand. We're going to do a lot of work on the phones today, and I also have so many stories I've prepared to share with you. If you'd like to call in with your question, the number to dial is 001-800-930-2819. You'll just be asking one question, and you'll make it short and sweet with no background information because your angels already know who you are. Let's go straight to the phones. Hi, this is Shannon. How can I help you today? Landy, is that you?
Yes, it's Landy.
Hey, how's it?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Hey, what's your question for your angels today?
I just wanted to find out if I should stay in my current relationship.
Yes, they're telling me that that would be the wise thing for you to do because you have so much to give in this relationship. You're really the carrier of this relationship. You're the one who keeps it going. You're the one who makes it happen. You're the one who plans everything. You're the one who accomplishes everything. And I know that you're not getting a lot back. I know that you're not getting a lot in return. But it's really what keeps you going is to give and do and be in this relationship. You're the wise woman, and I appreciate everything that you've done. So the answer is yes. And does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. It does. I appreciate everything that you've done, and I want you to feel appreciated by other people. I don't know if your partner is always going to appreciate you, but you are going to find the respect from your community if you stay in this relationship despite its difficulties.
Okay.
All okay. Right.
Thank you.
I wish you really well. Thanks.
Thank you. All right.
Take care. Bye-bye. Today's program is going to be focusing on the work of Mother Teresa because she is my hero for the Heroes Project in February. And every month I'm choosing one hero and I'm learning about her biography, studying her attributes, and trying to integrate those things into my life. So the name of this program today and the quotation that I'm going to be working through is, "If I judge people, I don't have time to love them." And what I was thinking about when I read this quotation was that the reverse is also true. If I love people, I don't have time to judge them. Where does this happen in your life? Do you find yourself judging people? It's one of my actually weak points is judging others rather than loving them. When I judge people, it's usually for bringing more fear and anger into the world because I think, gosh, why do we need that? You know, why is this person saying these racist things? Why is this person making such a fuss? Why is this person complaining or making a rainy day even rainier? It just doesn't make sense to me. And then it really helped me when I read something else that explained every act that a human being does is either a direct expression of love or is a cry for love. So I really tried to understand this, that every act is either a direct expression of love or a cry for love. When someone that I don't like is doing something that makes me cross, why is he or she doing this? Is it on purpose to make me cross? No. It is probably because she's unhappy and she's making, she's throwing her toys, she's having a tantrum. She needs the attention and she needs to try to make a change. She needs to shape the world in the way that she wants it to be. And what am I doing when I judge her for that behavior? I'm also trying to shape the world into a place where I want to be. What would happen if instead I didn't waste my time on judging her? I think that's what Mother Teresa is asking me to do. She's saying that the two, judgment and love are mutually exclusive. If you're doing one, you're not doing the other. So in order to kick the habit of judging other people, I've got to really get into and addicted to loving, actively loving in a non-judgmental way. Please call in with your question for your angels. If you have a question, I'd love to help you with that. My name is Shannon Walbrand, and I'm a spirit guide interpreter, and I'm someone who works between you and the other side, not in terms of deceased or past relatives, but in terms of angels and angelic help that we are all given from God. And I have the ability to hear something very specific and clear and detailed and personalized just for you. So think about a question that's really bothering you, something that you're struggling with, and condense it just down to one sentence, and then give us a call. The number to dial is, if you're calling from outside of the States, it's 001. If you're calling from inside America, it's 800-930-2819. So to tell you a little bit more about the Heroes Project and why I'm focusing on Mother Teresa, I'm asking everybody I'm interviewing for this book, I'm writing a book, number one, who is your hero? Number two, which aspects of their life do you admire most? Number three, how are you already like him or her? Number four, which steps could you take to become more like him or her right now? So let's examine Mother Teresa for a minute. Why is she my hero and which aspects am I looking at? Well, the thing about her working in Calcutta with the people who were ill and dying, and especially the extremely poor and those who were living on the streets, is deeply inspiring to me, but it's also deeply challenging. I find it so amazingly difficult to think that she worked every day, all day long, with people that she knew were leaving the planet. They were on their way out. What a struggle. And yet she worked with individuals with such compassion. And actually, people have sometimes complained about Mother Teresa that she was too hard on her patients, that she didn't give them enough painkillers. And there are even some accusations that she misappropriated funds given to her by the Vatican and didn't use them directly for helping people. I don't know, because I haven't examined her books and I don't know exactly what she did. What I know is that she welcomed people that nobody else welcomed, and she made room and she made homes for children, for the elderly, and for people who were desperately ill. And those are people who were treated as absolute outcasts by their society. And she was incredibly brave to do that. So I don't know. It would be arrogant for me to say that I am like Mother Teresa, but according to my interviews, that's the question that I ask. So how am I already slightly like Mother Teresa? I help people. I work with people who have difficult problems, and I try to be quite matter-of-fact with them, because I think that being matter-of-fact with people rather than coddling them shows them respect, that I admire what they're already doing and I can see who they are in their struggle, and I work with them instead of in opposition to them. So what steps am I taking to become more like Mother Teresa right now? Another thing that she said that was really wise was, we draw the circle of family too small. And that's something that I'm considering, how I can activate that in my own life. I'll be talking more about these stories when I come back from the break. How do you draw the circle of family in your life? And who can you include in your circle that maybe wasn't included before? Right now, because I live in Johannesburg, I'm working especially with people who are homeless, and I'm doing a lot to provide food for them, the people who are begging on the corners, and I encourage you to do the same. Okay, we'll take our break now, and we'll come back with more of Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand. Thanks for listening.
In each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christy's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Join the Pacific Northwest's EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a fulfilled day of networking and inspiring one another. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Hi, you're listening to Spirit Guidance Radio, brought to you live from Johannesburg, South Africa. My name is Shannon Walbrand, and I'm waiting to take your call if you'd like to ask a question of your angels and spirit guides. Please dial 001-800-930-2819. I've got lots of information to share with you today, and our next piece is just about the Heroes Project that I was discussing and describing to you. I'm going to read to you a story from a woman I just interviewed, and this will form part of the book that I'm writing. Her name is Lulu. She's 36. She's from Johannesburg also, and she says that her hero is her mother, Elsie. And the attribute that she admires most about her mother, Elsie, is selflessness. Here's her story. My mother and father's relationship went sour after she had already lost 5 children and had us 3 living with her. She chose to raise us by herself. She was a domestic worker, and she moved from province to province, often not having a job. But she found schools for us, and somehow she fed us. What I remember is streams of people coming through the house and her cooking for all of them. They said, "You know, nobody thought I was anyone, but your mother saw me and listened to me, and she made me feel as if I were a human being again." For us children, for the 3 of us, she always said, "You are love. You are beautiful. You have enough. You are enough. You lack for nothing." And I learned to believe that. When men would approach me and ask me for a relationship, I really held myself high because of my mother's words. It didn't matter that I came from an impoverished background. I had pride and I had authenticity. Now, what are the steps that I'm going to take for my mother Elsie's selflessness to get integrated into my own life? I'm going to take more time to recognize people and to help them feel seen and heard. I'm following in my mother's footsteps. I've been too busy. I've sometimes dismissed people. And now I'm going to change that. That was a story by Lulu from Johannesburg, South Africa, talking about her mother, Elsie, for the book, the upcoming book called The Heroes Project. If you'd like to be interviewed for The Heroes Project, I would love to interview you. Please contact me via my website, which is www.shannonwalbrand.com, or via my Twitter. My handle is also at Shannon Walbrand. And I'd like to hear from you if you'd like to give us a call on 001-800-930-2819. The next piece that I have for you is a totem animal. I've been really fascinated by the concept of totem poles that are used mostly in the Pacific Northwest to represent different spirit animals that are strong symbols for the people. And I'm also really keeping my eyes and ears open for when the animal kingdom wants to interact with me. And if you remember, a totem animal interacts with you when you're in a healing state, when you're ready to heal from a particular crisis. And it's always an animal that is not supposed to be there and then is suddenly there. So I'm not talking about a pigeon on the road, and I'm not really talking about your dog. I'm talking about, oh my gosh, there's a giraffe in the restaurant. Have you seen that YouTube video? There's a giraffe in the restaurant. It just came out this week. It actually happened just outside of Johannesburg. Now, that was in a game reserve where there were giraffes and zebras walking around, so I don't really know if that counts. But it was pretty unusual to have a giraffe in the restaurant. Here's the one that happened to me, though, and this is more unusual. I was out for a run, keeping my promise to myself with my Helen Keller series of commitments that I was going to work on my health, and out for a run, and I hear this strange, high-pitched cry, and I turn around, and there on a high wall was a peacock. Now, it is true that people keep peacocks, okay, so it's not completely unheard of, but this one was speaking to me. There was something quite special about it. So I came home, and I looked up peacock. I'd like you to take this information on if it resonates with you, and if you have seen anything that is brightly colored like a peacock, if you think that this message is for you, okay, tune in and find out. The gifts of the peacock include all aspects of beauty, wholeness, the ability to see into the past, present, and future, immortality, dignity, rising out of the ashes, self-confidence, watchfulness, and immortality. Peacocks are birds of the pheasant family. The male is referred to as a peacock, and the female is a peahen, and both of them are known as the peafowl. The most memorable features of the peacock are its stunning feathers and its eerie call. The peacock is recognized worldwide because of its beautiful feathers. There are many legends surrounding the peacock's gorgeous feathers. Greek mythology says that the goddess Hera, who was the queen of all the gods, gave the peacock its many eyes. Chinese myths say that the blending of the five colors of its feathers gives us the sweet harmony of sound. And in Egypt, the peacock is associated with the sun god Ra. In Christianity, the peacock symbolizes death and resurrection. The peacock's feathers are meaningful to those with this power animal, as they have an association with resurrection rising out of the ashes, in that they can help us shed our old feathers of the past and take back the true beauty of our individuality. This increases our self-respect and our confidence. Peacocks have a shimmering opalescence with boisterous cries that hold a touch of laughter, as if to apply that nothing, including beauty, should be taken too seriously. This helps remind us to stay centered on what is and to be grateful for what we have, and also to have a more lighthearted approach to all things that come our way, so that laughter can be our best medicine. This is an important facet of wholeness. Wholeness indicates a merging of one's many aspects without an excessive focus on what appears to be missing. True beauty comes from the inside. Lastly, the peacock is the closest in description with the mythical phoenix. The phoenix bird which rises, reborn from the flames and ashes of its funeral pyre. The eyes on the peacock's feathers represent their ability to see into the past, present, and future, and can teach those with this power animal how to stir up their clairvoyant gifts. The cycle of birth, death, and resurrection and rebirth is a whole. This relates to valuing all aspects of the cycle and to have faith that we never really truly die. So, okay, that's the reading, and it's taken from shamanicjourneys.com, which I highly recommend. It was a beautiful website that I found. When I saw that peacock, it was at a moment that was really a transitional moment for me. Okay, I'm working on my health. I've told you about that. And I actually found myself acting and talking and speaking like a much, much older person than I am. I'm actually 44 right now. I'll be 45 this year. Even though I was running and exercising and getting healthier, I found myself acting like a grandmother instead of like a mother. I'm a mother of a small boy. And it's really funny because the same day that I was running and that I ran into the peacock, I was running and running and running and running. And you know, people in Johannesburg always greet each other. They say, good morning, good morning, good morning, as they're walking past each other. And it's proper to say, good morning, mommy. So that's an appropriate thing, but some guy, he was walking in and he faced me and he said, "Good morning, Gogo." And Gogo in South African and in Zulu means grandmother. And may I tell you that I do not look like a grandmother, okay? And I'm wearing my running clothes. And I thought, oh my goodness, he just called me grandmother on the same day as the peacock encounter. So I thought, what is going on here? And I went home and I looked it up and I thought, aha, this peacock symbol is asking me to step out of my ashes and be reborn. I don't have to shoot straight from being a mother to a grandmother. I can be a mother and I can also be a woman, and I can be a woman and I can be a beautiful woman, and I can be a healthy person, and I don't have to become a monk or a nun. I don't have to be completely ascetic in my exercises, you know? So it really, it made me feel lighthearted. Even when the guy said, go, I laughed. I said, okay, I'm not a grandmother. What can I do about this? I better get my hair cut. And it made me laugh at myself, and I was so glad for that message, from both, because I understood what Spirit was trying to tell me. What is Spirit trying to tell you? What kind of encounters have you had where people make mistakes with your identity? You know, our theme for today is judgment, not love, love, not judgment, the exchange between love and judgment and the polarization between the two. When has somebody misjudged you and thought that you were from somewhere that you weren't, thought that you were somebody that you weren't, called you by the wrong name? And how has that worked for you? What kind of message did that give you? Did it give you a fright like it did me? Did it give you a shock? I hope it did, because Spirit works through many, many, many channels. The channels are the voices of other people when we run into them. They are special encounters with animals or plants, or the mineral kingdom. When something smacks you in the face like that, it is actually a message. And that's what I'm here to help you interpret. So I consider myself an interpreter or a messenger. I'm not the one from whom these messages come. These messages are coming to you from heaven. They're also coming to you, in a way, from your psyche and your higher self, projecting outwards and then returning to you. Why? To make you become the wholest person that you can and the happiest person that you can be for this time, in spite of your circumstances and in light of everything that's going on. So to bring us back to the Mother Teresa quote, if I judge people, I don't have time to love them. And if I love people, I don't have time to judge them. Can you see that that also applies to my own relationship with myself and your own relationship with yourself? If you judge yourself all the time, and if you're telling yourself, as I was, gosh, you're looking so old, you look like you're 75 years old, you're acting like a little old lady, you're just living the life of a grandmother, you're not even living the life of a real live person who's, you know, young and vibrant, and you're acting as if you're shutting yourself away from the world. I was judging myself, and really, I had to take a strong look at that and say, how can I love myself as I am right now and love myself in all of my wholeness and every aspect so that I don't cut myself off from the possibilities that are in front of me? Why do we cut ourselves off? Because we judge, again, that situations are dangerous. So I was deciding to act like a little old lady so that I wouldn't have to be, you know, a sexy hot mama, because that would make me too vulnerable and it would set me up for hurt, and I wouldn't be able to handle it, or so I thought. I would like to ask you to check where you need to love yourself in a stronger and more authentic way, and how you can stop judging yourself and which aspects of your life you are judging yourself on. I'll be bringing you more information and lots more things for you to consider, lots more poetry and also some prayers when we get back from our break. So I'd like to remind you that you're listening to WBLQ in America, and on the internet, you're listening to transformationtalkradio.com, transformationtalkradio.com, which brings you a whole bouquet of wonderful readings from lots of different practitioners from all different walks of life. I'd like you to look at their website so that you can see which readings would be best for you. Thanks for listening to Spirit Guidance Radio. We'll be back right after our break. Mm-hmm.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations, as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IamEnergy.ca.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
And welcome back to Spirit Guidance Radio. The number to dial is 001-800-930-2819. I'm broadcasting to you live from Johannesburg, South Africa, where there is a wonderful thunderstorm going on. Joburg is known for its fabulous afternoon thunderstorms. The trees are rocking back and forth. The rain is pouring down. The lightning is flashing. And if you hear the thunder, that's what's going on, just to let you know. So our next piece is also about judgment, and I'm going to take it from the Christian Bible, and the book is Romans. The reading is Romans, book 2, verses 1 through 5. Therefore, you have no excuse, O man, every one of you who judges, for in passing judgment on another, you condemn yourself, because you, the judge, practice the very same things. We know that the judgment of God rightly falls on those who practice such things. Do you suppose, O man, you who judge those who practice such things and yet do them yourself, that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you presume on the riches of his kindness and forbearance and patience, not knowing that God's kindness is meant to lead you to repentance? But because of your hard and impenitent heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself on the day of wrath when God's righteous judgment will be revealed. Okay, Romans chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. Do you think that there is a day of wrath that's coming? I mean, we're talking about God's kindness meaning to lead you to repentance. No, I don't really believe in a day of wrath. I do believe that at the end of time, we will be asked to look back on the book of life. And for this particular incarnation, in my understanding of it, we'll look at where did we make our hearts hard? And where did we allow our hearts to open? And I think this particular reading is leading us to the same conclusion that Mother Teresa told us about. judging and loving are polar opposites. So if I can ask, where is there judgment in my life and where is there love in my life? I can also feel that where there is too much judgment in my life towards other people, those are the places in my life where I'm the least happy. That can even be in the workplace, right? I don't like my job. I really don't like the way they're running things around here. I don't like anything about the people or the colleagues. Do you have anybody in your life who speaks like that, or is that you who's talking like that? Judgment can be around a city. Johannesburg, for example, where I'm staying now, this is a difficult city to live in. There are a lot of problems. Things don't run that smoothly. And yet, if I look at it through the eyes of love, which I have been able to do lately, I see a vibrant place that's growing and changing. I see an incredibly diverse city, lots and lots of different people from all over the world. And Joburg is a money-making city. It's a city of business. And this is a place where people come from all over to try to make it work. You know, it's like New York. If I can make it there, I can make it anywhere. Some people consider Johannesburg the capital of the continent of Africa. In a loose way, it could be conceived as that. It's really easy to not like the place where you live. It's really easy to complain about it. Or it's challenging, but I do challenge you to do it, to reframe that, to use positive statements and to use love when you're looking around and find things to love. I love the jacaranda trees. I love the rain. I love the summer. I love how easy it is to meet people. Johannesburg people are incredibly sincere. When they ask you out for dinner, they mean it. When they say, I'll call you, they do. When they say, do you want to come to my house? They mean, do you want to come to my house? They don't mean, yeah, you're kind of interesting. No. And when they say, do you want to do a business project? They really mean it because of the gold underlying the city. Joburg is called the city of gold because it was founded mostly because of the gold mines and not because of any landscape or geographic lake where there's no mountain, there's no river, there's no real reason to be here except for the gold. And even though the gold has been mostly mined out in the city and is still continuing to be mined slightly in the rest of the country and other minerals, the gold of Johannesburg is in the people and the creativity and in the zest for life and in the striving and the energy. This is not a lazy place at all. Everyone is working all the time. So I can see Johannesburg through different lenses. There are things to complain about, the inefficiency and the bureaucracy and the corruption and the crime. Those are things that I am working to change. I can work to change those from a platform of love rather than from a platform of judgment. Okay, so now for the next piece, I'm going to take a reading from our plant kingdom. And the plant kingdom is working with us today thanks to a practitioner and a writer called Janet Unite, who created a book and also a series of flower essences. And her book is called The South African Flower Essences. And the reading that I was asked, you know, I sit and I meditate about what's important for you to hear today. And I can do an individual reading for you for sure. And the number for you to call for that would be 001-800-930-2819. For now, what I'm doing is I'm doing large readings. I'm doing broad strokes so that you who are listening, and you're listening either today in February 2014, or you're listening in the future when we save these things as podcasts. The podcasts are available on transformationtalkradio.com. Or they're available on my website, shannonwalbrand.com, and you can download those and you can use them for your own learning. What I'm going to be reading to you today is the tiger lily. Tiger lily is that beautiful orange one with the spots and the large stamens. It looks like a star, an exploding star. And it's very interesting because I chose this one without knowing about the other information that I shared with you earlier about the peacock and the man saying, good morning, grandmother, to me on the road. And this one is called The Awakening of the Wise Woman. And it's about the transition that women make from when they're being mothers to when they're going through their menopause and then they're no longer able to carry children. And it applies to all of us because we're all in transition from one stage of our lives to the next stage of our lives. And how do we handle that? How do we handle that transition? So have a listen to this from Janet Unite. At times of menopause, women can find themselves dealing with unresolved polarities in their lives. A lessening of the female hormones, which suppress the male hormones in the body, brings up issues of the yin and the yang, the female and male balance of energies. This transition from the mother and nurturer to the wise woman is not always easy. There can be the subtle implication, reinforced perhaps by the woman's own feelings, that when she is no longer menstruating, she has outlived her usefulness. This flower essence of the tiger lily allows one's destiny and the soul's longing to be revealed. It facilitates the awakening of the self to the new life purpose, to the powerful roles she can play as a responsible and respected member of the community, bringing a wealth of feminine wisdom and experience to bear in community life. It is also generally indicated for any situation where masculine energy predominates and feminine energy is needed to counterbalance it. Okay, that was the reading of Tiger Lily from the book The South African Flower Essences, written by Janet Unite. I'd like to point out a few things that stood out for me. One is that we're working on polarities, the polarity of yin and yang, and the female and male balance of energies. And also the distance or the difference, which is not a polarity, but between the mother and the wise woman. Sometimes the three cycles of life of women are called virgin, mother, and crone. Crone meaning a wise person. And the polarity that you and I have been working on is this judgment and love polarity that was brought to us by Mother Teresa. And if you could see that there are some strings that we can pull here and some threads that can make sense, Mother Teresa, by choosing a life of a nun, chose to skip over the phase of life in which she would actually bear her own children, and she instead cared for the children of others. And by children, we can mean the children of God. Could be the poor, could be the elderly, could be the sick. They are the children who were going uncared for. And maybe they couldn't be cared for. Maybe their own mothers were not around. Maybe they didn't have the resources to do so. So she actively chose to eliminate that phase from her life. She went straight from young girl to becoming a nun. And then she went straight into, you could say, grandmother or old woman or wise woman or crone. And she did that with such passion and such power that she really accomplished so much in her lifetime. She started with 12 nuns. She ended up with 4,000. Now she's in how many countries? 30 countries around the world with the Missionaries of Charity. And her work continues to grow. And people still, even when I was in San Francisco, I saw the women walking by with their white habits. And I knew that they were Missionaries of Charity. And there they were, even in San Francisco. So what I'd like to point out to you is that there is no harm in going from one stage to the next stage. And as this reading points out, she can be a responsible and respected member of the community. But I guess we could look carefully at when the time is right and when it's her choice, not when it's assigned to her and not when she has to take it on or when it's an obligation. So life in its wholeness and in its freshness and in its vitality can be, when do I choose to go into that? Or when am I doing that as an escape away from the challenges of the phase that I'm actually in? So I'll present this to you. Which phase of life are you in your life right now? Are you in the youth phase? Are you a child? Are you in the adult phase? Or are you in the old wise person phase? And in any of those, it's okay. Maybe you've seen the pattern learn, earn, return. So I'm at the beginning. I'm still learning. I'm in my powerful, economically strong stage where I'm earning. And then at the end, I'm returning. I'm giving back to the community that gave to me, either through charity or through community work or in my own family. Which stage are you in? And are you fully appreciating that? Are you okay with that? Do you value and respect that? Or are you judging yourself that you're not where you should be at this time? Please take a look at that and consider Tiger Lily. And of course, you can get the South African flower essences. They come in a bottle and you take them with drops, and they are medicine to help you get through the stages of your life where you're having a rough transition. So I would recommend that they're available on the internet if you look up South African flower essences. Also, the last line that I took from this, it is also generally indicated for any situation where masculine energy predominates and feminine energy is needed to counterbalance it. It could be in a workplace where there's too much difficult yang energy going on and there needs to be a softness, where there's too much emphasis on the money and the getting things done. There's not enough emphasis on the communication and the seeing the individual workers as real human beings. Have a think about that and see where in your life that's out of balance. Okay, Wishing you well, we'll come back with the last segment of our show, Spirit Guidance Radio. We're sharing information from the Spirit Guides for you, things that are important to think about in these days. This is Shannon Walbrand. We'll be right back.
Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a fulfilled day of networking and inspiring one another. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Thanks for coming back to Spirit Guidance Radio. I see that I have a caller on the line. Hello, is that Elizabeth?
Yes, it is. Hello.
Hi, Elizabeth. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you fine. What's your question today?
Yes, I have a question for my guys. As they will know, I'm planning on a trip next month. And it's probably going to be a bit difficult. And I was wondering if they think it's a good idea or they could give me any advice about that.
Sure. The interesting card that they drew for you right now is Don Juan. And they said to highlight the light attribute of this card, which is it's spotlighting your positive, seductive qualities. So what they want you to do to make this trip easier is to be friendly about it, to seduce other people, to convince them, but not in a hard, heavy-handed way, but rather to say, this will also benefit you. This is going to be really good for you. Can't you see how this is going to be great for everybody? So it's to be really flirtatious, lighthearted, friendly, and smooth about the whole thing. Can you ask a follow-up question, Elizabeth? I'd like to keep you on the line and work with this a little bit more. I think there's more to do here.
Yes. Well, it's actually, I don't, I'd be going on my own, going to visit back home.
Okay, what about convincing your partner that you will be going? So is that an area of difficulty? Do you think your partner would object to you going?
No, I don't think so. I think the problem is that the situation when I get back there is going to be a difficult one. And I'm just worried that it's going to have too much of an effect on my health or be overwhelming.
Okay. All right. So let's draw another card so that we can clarify that. Now I understand a little bit more what you're talking about, because the way that they're showing it, they have two people dancing. That's the card. And they're talking about you being very positive about the trip. But that was kind of how to make going on the trip better. But what you're actually asking is how to make the trip itself work for me. And now they have a card here where there's a woman who's handling stacks and stacks of money. And this is a card about abundance. And they're talking about your material considerations and your security and your self-empowerment. And they're talking about, can you please, I mean, I think you're going back for family reasons, but what the angels and guides are saying is that, could you please go back for business reasons? Could you make it into a business trip? And can you make it so that you have face-to-face meetings with clients, with people that you could do work for, so that they actually believe that you exist, you know, rather than just being a figment of their imagination? And could you say, hey, I'd really like to do work for you, and let's set up a meeting while I'm in town. How does that sound?
Oh, that sounds fun. Yeah.
Okay. I think it's funny.
I
get what you're asking, right? You're asking, how can I handle it when I actually get home? And your guides are carefully avoiding that topic. And they're talking about, how can I get there? And when I'm there, what else can I do? So I kind of have the feeling that they know the part that's going to be hard is going to be hard.
Yeah. I'm going to look after. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Sure, you're welcome. Take care and keep in touch. I love it when you call. Bye-bye.
Oh, I love speaking to you. Bye-bye. Bye.
Ciao. The number, if you'd like to put in a call, is 001-800-930-2819. If you're calling from America, it's 800-930-2819. And if you're calling from South Africa, it's 001-800-930-2819. I'd like to read you a story from one of my favorite writers, who's Anthony DeMello. And this is a priest who always writes about the master and the student, right? The master and the disciple. He takes these stories from ancient literature. He lived in India his whole life. And this one is called Blindness. The disciple comes to the master in the ashram, in the holy temple, and he says, please, may I become your disciple? The master turns to the disciple and says, you are only a disciple because your eyes are closed. The day you open your eyes, you will see that there is nothing that you can learn from me or from anyone. The disciple looks completely disappointed, and he asks the master, what is a master for then? And the master smiles and responds, a master is only to make you see the uselessness of having a master. A master is only to make you see the uselessness of having a master. That's from Anthony DeMello. And I picked it, you know, I pick all of these things. I don't look through the book and read everything. I open the book and I ask, is this the right one for this day? And then they say, no, it's the one before it. No, it's the one after it. I'm constantly in contact with our collective higher guides to know what is the material that you will need to hear right now when you yourself are listening to this. And so let's study this reading a little bit. Let's study this story. It's okay to have a teacher. It really is. Teachers are useful up until the point when they're not useful anymore. Have you found yourself ever reading somebody that you really admired and thinking that they had all the answers for you, or even listening to a psychic or going to a healer, and then it works, it stops working? What? And then you go back again and suddenly there's nothing there anymore. It's like, it was magic. It was wonderful. She helped me so much. She helped me through that terrible transition. And then she doesn't seem to be so great anymore. Has she, the healer, lost her powers? No, you've gotten much stronger. You're the one who doesn't need this. You're the one who can do it yourself. So Have a think about that and try not to be too critical of the healer, the teacher, the guru, the priest, anybody that you have fallen out of love with. They did what they did at the time, and at the time you thought it was wonderful and so helpful. It was, because that's who you were then and you really needed it. You really needed that teacher as a medicine, or you really needed the medicine from that teacher. And then now that you're healthy, you don't need medicine anymore, do you? You know that when you take medicine after you're already well, that medicine can become poison. So be careful about taking too much medicine. Our last piece that we're going to do just until we get finished with this show. By the way, this show has been called Spirit Guidance Radio. My name is Shannon Walbrand, and you can find me at my website, shannonwalbrand.com. And we're running this show every Thursday at this hour for an hour. So if you didn't get a chance to call today, please make a plan to call us next week. So we're going to read a psalm. Last reading we did was from the New Testament. Now we're going to do one from the Old Testament. And this is a psalm of David. It's Psalm 39, and it's one of my favorite ones. It goes like this. I'll just quote verse 4. O Lord, make me know my end, and what is the measure of my days. Let me know how fleeting I am. Behold, you have made my days a few hand's breadths, and my lifetime is as nothing before you. Surely all mankind stands as a mere breath. Surely a man goes about as a shadow. Surely for nothing we are in turmoil. We heap up wealth, and we do not know who will gather it. So I'd like to end with that thought that our lives are really short. It's just as big as a hand, right? It's a small thing. It's like a breath. Our days are fleeting. What can we do with our days? I'll go back to my original quotation, which was from Mother Teresa. Let us make our days into times of love rather than times of judgment, and our days, as short as they are, will become more beautiful. Thank you for listening to Spirit Guidance Radio here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I look forward to speaking with you, and always remember, you are guided.
Thank you for listening to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to hear messages from your spirit guides. You are guided. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com to schedule a personal session with Shannon and change your life. Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net. Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook/Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google+, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a fulfilled day of networking and inspiring one another. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow.
Christy Borst, leading spiritual and intuitive healer, is bringing in the month of love with a very special offer for you. Let Christy help you heal matters of the heart and release emotional pain. Give the gift of love to yourself. Call Christy at 401-466-4901 by February 14th to schedule your core issue identification and healing session for 30% off her regular rate. And now visit healingresonance.us to find out more about the amazing healing gifts of Christy Borst.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough for your love, baby.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.